The 12 labor unions on strike say they will not back down on their demands on government for a handover of the Tier 2 pension funds to them. The convener of the striking labor unions and acting general secretary of the Health Services Workers Union, Reynolds Ofosu Tinkrang, told Radio Ghana on the Focus discussion program that some of the unions have started receiving their letter of summons and are subsequently speaking to their lawyers to prepare for the courtroom showdown with government lawyers.
We are ever ready. We are not afraid of the courts because we know we have a genuine case and the courts will listen to us and give judgment in our favor. So we are ready to go to court, but we must go through the processes. So today we meet our lawyers because yesterday the way government behaved, we realized that it has realized that it has a good fight ahead because they were pushing for negotiation now. But if you want quick resolution to this problem, why do you take us to court? We are ready to go the full hog so that everybody will know that yes, after all, we are right and they are wrong.
When we met, the leaders of the 12 unions made it clear to government reps that what they have done is against industrial relations parties and that they want to negotiate with us on bad faith. Why did we say that? On Friday, both parties arranged to meet on Tuesday to negotiate, only for us to hear in the news that government has sued us. And truly, Monday, some of the unions started receiving their suit of summons. We also received a letter indicating that government has sent us to the National Labour Commission. So we made it clear to the government party that it is never heard anywhere, it is not done anywhere where you sue somebody and you still want to negotiate with that partner.
That was the acting general secretary of the Health Services Workers Union, Reynolds Ofosu Tinkrang, who doubles as the spokesperson for the 12 striking labour unions. Labour and ADR expert Ben Arthur said it is unfortunate that either party has taken entrenched positions on the dispute as to who has the right to manage the Tier 2 pension funds, saying such positions complicate attempts at resolving the issues.
It appears to me that in this nation, we don't seem to really appreciate the paradigm shift in our industrial relations, where that competitive spirit, put him down, you stand up. It's more or less abolished by the new labor law. Now it's collaborative effort all along, because when you talk about workers and employers, they are interdependent group of people. So the approach for resolving disputes is not the way we have been seeing and witnessing. The right approach is to collaborate with each other, because the question is, after you have fought, would you have to go back to the same place to work together? Do you have to work together again? If the answer is yes, then the very antagonistic approach is not what the labor law enjoins us to do. If you look at section 98, it talks about negotiating in good faith, and in good faith means that you share relevant information, you open channels of communication, confidentiality and all that associated with it. The law allows you, one party or both parties, to agree on a mediator. If both parties don't agree on a mediator, they can refer it to National Labour Commission. If it is the non-essential sector, they can refer it to the National Labour Commission to assist them get a mediator. After mediation, if the matter remains unresolved, then you can have voluntary arbitration. But if you want to embark on strike, I'm talking about the non-essential sector. When I talk about the essential sectors, I'm basically referring to the health services sector, I'm referring to utilities, I'm referring to those working in the oil and gas industry, sanitation, security, and the rest. Apart from this, the others, if you want to go on strike, at least there is a need to serve notice to your employers for 7 days. After the expiry of the 7 days, the matter remains unresolved. You are entitled to your strike. In Ghana, no law permits anybody in the essential sector to go on strike, and that is very clear.
The chairman of the Parliamentary Select Committee on Employment, Labour and Enterprises, Joseph Amenoude, said there is a problem with the interpretation of the country's labour laws. He asked the Labour Commission to be up and doing to prevent the strikes before they are declared.
The fact is that we have structures in place that would have made us avoid this kind of situations, not only with this particular incident, but with other labour unrest. I have stated time and again that we must look at the labor law and make it operational. If the labor law were operational, we wouldn't reach where we are because there are procedures. And so it is rather unfortunate that we have a law, a good law. We wasted resources to make that law and we don't use it. So I would say that the Labor Commission must rise up to its task. And whether it is the employer or the employee that is being recalcitrant, they do what they have to do. We have experienced this for far too long. If you have the law on your side, the law states what you must do. So if you give directives and it is not followed, there is a next action. It is true that they themselves cannot prosecute, but there are processes that must be followed. If the Labor Commission will do what they have to do, we wouldn't be where we are. Not only this, for me, I'm becoming a little bit fed up with all these strikes because they are unnecessary. There are processes. I am not saying the workers are right or the employers are right, but whoever is wrong, there are ways to make the person do what is right so that we avoid this. And also, I am insisting that, so far as I know, we say when you work, then you get paid. Until we get to a point where striking workers forfeit the number of days that they are on strike, as is done in every other country, we will continue to have this. So the Labor Commission must be active, and employers should not pay people who don't work. That's fair enough.